Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here I come. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, Dad, can you help me? Come on, Dad. Yeah, come on that side. Come on this side. Oh, whoa.
No, he's
not. I'm going to drop you in trouble. All right, here we go. I love you. 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 The Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. Y'all know what that means? That means Jesus is here. Jesus is here because two or three would be gathered in his name. He's in the midst. One of the things I found out over time with walking with the Lord is I found this out. When Jesus comes to a place, he wants to eat. He told the disciples, feed my sheep. In other words, he wants to eat. He wants to eat what their servant is serving. He wants to eat spiritually. He wants to eat. And I found out what he loves to eat. I used to think that he loved size and number. I used to think he loved program and works. That's okay. No problem with that. It's okay. Dickie, I love you. Caroline, I love you. Brother, I love you. Mama, I love you. Okay? All right. I used to think that. But what he loves to eat is love. When we love one another. When we love one each other, it's like food to him. He eats that. He loves to eat love. You ever have a food? Is there some kind of food that you love?
I'm standing here.
I'm in front. I'm the first one in line. Y'all can just line it up right behind me, right? Oh, y'all don't have to line it up. Okay. All right, I'm first. Repent. All right, I want to get on before we, I want to
connect in.
All right, y'all ready? Let's repent. Father, right now, in Jesus' hands. I repent. I apologize. Forgive me. Forgive me for not trusting you, for not believing in you, for getting weary, for doubting you, for not having enough faith, for worrying, for not trusting you, for not leaning on you, for not even listening to you. Forgive me. I repent, Father. Lord, I need to get online with you. I need to talk to you. There's stuff going on, there's stuff happening. I need your help. We need your help. So hear us, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer request. Yes. Yes. Yes, Troy.
Yes, Church.
Thank you. Yes.
Pray for all the people who work for the beach so that they travel this weekend.
Yes. Yes.
The Luther family came to be and Burgess family to get that.
Okay, right.
The Luther man fell off the beach. And the Burgess family just threw a car at him and killed a wife.
Okay. Carleen.
Yes, I'd like prayer for my son, Philip. He's the one who's a customs agent on the Canadian border.
Wow.
He was feeling sick, so he went to the doctor. The doctor sent him immediately to the hospital. He's now on dialysis. So, something about his kidney, so please pray for his kidney.
Lisa.
I want to pray for my friends and family and continue for my recovery with my hips in the community and the church.
Yes.
For traveling Thursday, yes. Sunday.
Okay. Yes.
My brother's in Wilmington at my dad's house, which is very unexpected this weekend. So I'm hoping that everything goes in there because there's some serious conversations that have to go on. And also for my mother who will be traveling tomorrow to meet with him, and for myself.
Christine.
I'll pray for Marty Tripletti. She's a retired educator. She has a brain tumor. She's in MUSC.
Anybody? Yes, sir.
Neighbor Mike Hughes, I believe, is in the hospice right now. We've got to.
In hospice?
Yeah.
Yes, Rick.
Yeah, I pray that all his children chase after things that have eternal value, instead of chasing after things that have worldly value, to go away in a heartbeat. I'm going to work to do that.
Yes, Dave.
I pray that the Lord guide me.
Yes.
I heard Jacob Posey just recently passed away for the past month.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody else prayer request? Quick, the last word I got on Michael Carlos, he was in an accident. They say his eyes open now and he can kind of follow, still can't communicate. Yes.
Have you got any word on the boys who were in the car accident with their father?
On who?
The little boys.
I met two little boys in North Carolina.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. That's my future daughter-in-law's nephews. The father was killed instantly in the wreck. The boys have gone through brain surgery, arms, legs, cuts, all kind of things. They are home. One of them had to go back to the hospital for a seizure type event. But I think they're both home now. And they were supposed to go to Charleston this weekend to visit my son and future daughter-in-law. But because of the weather and everything, I'm not sure they made it. And I've been trying to call my son and can't get him because of the hurricane. So it was a tragic, tragic, tragic mistake. And it was the guy who was killed, the boy's father. They had been to a baseball game. He had been there with his boys and had two other boys in the car with him. They went to the house, put a pizza in the oven for dinner, and another little boy on the baseball team called him and asked him if he'd come get him, because he wanted to come over to spend the night and eat pizza too. It was Friday night. And he got there and the little boy wasn't ready. So it took a while to get all of his stuff and get him in the car. And he was scared that the pizza was going to burn or burn the house down. So he was speeding to get back to the house to take the pizza out of the oven to feed the kids. And he passed the car going very fast to get around it and hit another car head on. And the two people in the other car were also in the hospital and also had some injuries, but I think they're okay too. So the only fatality was the two little boys' father. But they started a GoFund for the boys, so they raised enough money. The grandmothers moved in with them now and into the place where they were living and got the puppies in. And so they're all doing as best they can do. They had the minister go in with them to tell the boys, because they kept asking about their dad, or no, he was hurt worse than them all. And so the minister went in with the grandmother, and they told the boys, and they're coping with that now. But then there's all another situation in that same scenario that needs some prayer. The mother had been out of the picture for about 5 years, been in jail for drugs. She found out about this and petitioned the courts to get out of jail, and they let her out. She has since come down there, and if she's there for the right reasons and she's well, then that's a great thing. But we fear that she came down because she found out the kids are now eligible for Social Security, all kind of things, as long as they're in school. And we're afraid that if she, just pray that she's well. It's a very complicated
life.
Yeah, yes. It is.
Yeah. Life.
But the little boys are doing much better.
So let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Sometimes you think you got it bad and then you hear something else. Mm-hmm. Father, Jesus' name.
Yes.
No other name greater than the name of Jesus. There's no other name that has the power to walk into any situation and fix it, straighten it out, make it right, make it all work out for the good. I don't know how you do that, Father, but you can. So, Lord, we just give you praise and we pray to you. We come and we lay all the hurt and the pain and the worry and the fear and the doubt. We lay it all before your feet. Put it in your hands. We send it to you. And we ask you to take care of us. Father, teach us how to trust you. Teach us how to believe in you. Because if we believe in you and trust in you, there's nothing you can't do. Things will get done. Because your people pray. Father, heal your people, deliver your people, protect your people, love on your people, open doors for them. Help us. We need you. We need you, Jesus. You hear all this stuff. You see all this stuff. We're just getting, this is just a little bit of what's going on in this world. But it ain't no problem for you. So we give you praise and glory. And we lift it up and put it in your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anybody ever, God ever gave anybody a spanking? Anybody got a spanking?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I must be the only one. Okay, everybody awful. I got spanked this past week. I got a spanked in. I was like, and God just, he said, man, I must be the only one apparently. I don't know, but I got spanked. I was, the reason I got these towels here, they got good. This is one size, This is another size. This is the biggest one right here. And here's what happened. I got, I know somebody and they did something or was doing something and all this stuff. And I started doing this. This is Freeman Bowser, right? You know, I ain't, this is what I'm talking about. This is Freeman Bowser, God's saying. I started doing this. And I said, God, do you know what they did? And I started pointing it out. I said, they did this, did this, and I can't believe. And I was just pointing out all their mess. I was, And I was like, I was pointing it out too. I felt good. I was calling it. And I was like, and I can't believe. And I was just, and I was pointing, I had my spiritual finger, I was pointing at them. Apparently y'all don't have a problem, but I was pointing at them. And I pointed out something, and it was just disgusting, kind of just been out of shape, kind of, and I was like, ooh, you know, and it was funny because God said, ooh, I can play that game. This is how he said it to me. Man, I can play that game. And I said, what? We have three, basically, you know, keep it simple. There's three parts of our life. We have a public life, a personal life, and a private life. In our public life, people see it. This is what you see. What you see is what you see. Yeah, right. All right. But this is what you see right now. And you see this kind of, this man. Hey, how you doing? What is that? All right, this is what you see right now. Then there's a personal side inside my house. And people see that, like my kids and friends who are close. You might, did you know, man, he don't like people that much. You know, I mean, he kind of low-key, you know, I didn't go in this room, he cut TV on. I mean, you know, he's got, there's some personal stuff, you know. But then there's a private life that even wife and children don't want to know. Well, in my public life, I'm kind of like, hey, y'all, I look pretty good. You ain't pointing a whole lot of fingers at me. I don't do nothing nasty, bad. You don't hear me say, you know, and in my life, you know, God was like, hey, kind of man, you're doing all right publicly. And man, personally, your wife and your children check you out, and you know, you ain't no fake, you ain't no front, you know, you don't beat your wife up and come here and talk about hallelujah, you know, you're all right, you're pretty cool, so publicly, you all right. And personally, you're cool. But then he got over here in the private. And he said, man, look at that. And he started pointing his finger at my stuff. And no lie, started crying. I just broke. And he said, man, what are you doing? You ever heard the verse? There's a verse, it's in the first Peter 4:8. Love covers a multitude of sins. It covers the sin. He says, man, you can walk around and you see people and this is, you'll cover that much sin. And then the rest of it, and sometimes you get you. People you like, you know, you'll cover a little bit more of that. You know, you can help me. Oh, yeah, okay. But I see that. And God said, he just got on me. Love covers a multitude. He said, man, you need to pick up the biggest. Really, it would be a bit of sheep covering a multitude. But you need to get the biggest. Because love covers. I'm on to do the sins. Stop looking at people's sins. Leave people alone. Mm-hmm. Pray for them, I'll take care. Pray for them, I'll take care. You do the praying, I'll do the fixing. that you can't fix nothing anyway. Mm-hmm. And this is the spanking that I would give. Did that make sense? Mm-hmm. Who I got spanked? What did they hurt? I cried. My dad used to beat me, I used to cry. But I cried this time. My real daddy beat me. But I love it, I love it. Those whom I chase, I love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for love. I'm a mess. I'ma just be honest. But thank God, he was thankful. Alright, real quick. Three things, real quick. God said, set your temple. I was, and this is where it was coming from. I was telling Jackie this. I was going out to a store, and I was at the light, and somebody was at the other, like, it just stopped. And I saw the car, and it was an old car. It was an old Cadillac, big old Cadillac, you know, dark color, and windows were down there, wasn't no good shape or anything. And, it was hot. And this big black man, I mean, big black man, all right? Big, had an apple, okay? Big black man, you know, I ain't got no apple no more. Big black, dark black man, all right? And he's sitting there, and he was hot. And I heard him, and I thought, when I first heard him, I thought it was the music. I thought it might have been the music, because the car was kind of like that. And so I told the hair, kind of looked over, and I saw him. And then I started to pay attention to him, but then I had the light turned and I went on. And so I went on and I stopped further down the road. And then when he pulled up right beside me, and it was him, but he knew the one thumping, he was mad. He was an angry black man, okay? A big angry black man. He was sitting in the car and he was, go, he was yelling out like that. And he was driving. And I mean, he was. And he was mad at this lady. Now I thought when I saw it the first time, I thought it was another guy in the car with him, but it was another lady. And I didn't say what he said, but you gonna get it when I. He said, "I will kill that man." I will. And he was yelling in the car, and I was looking at him, and then he turned and looked at me, like, "What you looking at?" God hit me, and he said, the power that we have, and somebody brought this back to me, and it hit me, because I was thinking about it. Thermostat, the mom. Thermostat, the mom. A thermometer lets you know what the temperature is. When it's hot, it's hot. When it's cold, it's cold. If it's cool, it's cool. But it goes, the climate determines what you see. Thermostat, it controls the climate. You set it, what's your perfect temperature? 68, 72? You set it?
66.
60. Alright. Right. Cold. Right. You set the temperature. And that's what it is. It don't matter if it's 100 outside or if it's 30 outside. We had 66. Thermostat. And God started, he started talking. He said, man, we have the power to set our temperature. What is your temperature? Are you set? No matter what's going on out there, are you set? Are you set? Or is your go up or go down? We get the set office. If you're a thermometer, man, you get high, I get high. You want to come at me, I'll come at you. want to be mean, you want to be dirty. Okay, I'll be cold. I'll be dirty. I'll be mean. The picture I kind of gathered is I saw these houses, our spiritual houses, and I saw people coming. And here's what God kind of gathered. He said, Glenn, if I come, if I'm hot, it's hot out here, I'm mad, can I come over to you? Can I come over to you and get out of the heat? Can I come over to you and then be cool? You know, hey, calm, it's all right. I can cool down. You don't go around people and it's like you all bent out of shape. You get around and you're like, you gotta cool down. Or have you ever been in a situation that's so cold? I mean, people be cold to you, they stab you back and get you wrong, and you're like, oh, I can't believe it. And then you go to them and you go to somebody and they can warm you up. Yeah, they can, hey, it'll be all right. Mm-hmm. Are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer? Which one are you? Not knowing your name. And God, that's what God was hitting. He said, man, make sure that you got power. You got power. You get to choose. Man, set your terms. I don't ever want you to be like that. They should never see an angry black man. Mm. Just call it what it is, all right? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Or an angry white man. Or an angry name God. Whatever. Same thing. And yeah, you don't want to see that God. Alright. Same thing. Volume. There are, the way God put it, you remember it talks about in Mark 4, it talks about when Jesus, it would talk about planting the seed. And some seed fell on good ground. And you remember there were three levels? Mm-hmm. What were they? Remember, there were 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Oh. Woo! Glad y'all knew this. All right. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. All right. Now, the way I kind of saw this, you know, there's all kind of ways you can look at it. But different types of Christians. Or put it like this, different volumes. A volume on a Christian. What you hear, what you get from Christians. Levels. Volume. How loud you speak for the Lord. Some are 30-fold, some are 60-fold, some are 100. And God was talking to me, he said, man, I need your volume to come up. One of the ways you can let people know about Christianity, about God and who he is, as you can out of your mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you say is very important. And you can go around, you can be positive, you can be nice, you can be kind, you can be gentle, you can say, hey, the Lord loves you, I'm with you, I'm for you, and if you do that, that's, I can do that's 34. Just use your mind. My way of seeing things. That's 34. You're bringing somebody up. That's one of the ways people hear about the second way, because you always hear this, actions speak louder than words. Second way, 64. Remember the Good Samaritan? Remember that story in the Bible? The man, he got robbed, he got beat up, must have got beat up bad. It says, the Good Samaritan came, took care of his wounds, took care of him, got him up, put him on his horse, took him to the inn, made sure he got food, made sure he was taken care of, and then said, hey, when I come back by, I'm gonna check on you again, and if I owe anybody anything, I will pay it. Actions speak louder. That's even louder. That lets the world know, hey, God is God. God is love. Yes, you can do it by words, but it's even louder you can do it by action. But the loudest, you got words, you got action, but the loudest is reaction. Because this is a cold-blooded world. Somebody gonna lie to you before you die. Somebody gonna do you wrong before you die. Somebody gonna say something ugly to you before you die. Before you die, somebody gonna do something to make you mad. And how did God want us to react? In love. The loudest trumpet about God was when Jesus said, Father, I forgive them. Oh, he did all kinds of stuff, but when he said, I forgive them, that let the world know God is here. Because Jesus could have reacted another way. But the voice was loud and clear. God is here. You want to let this world or the world around you know how good God is? Who God is? Let them see your reaction. That makes sense? Last thing. Matthew 9:37 talks about the whole gist of, you remember it talked about the harvest? The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And when I used to read that, I used to think, well, in my mind, I was saying, okay, harvest. Harvest means getting people into the kingdom. I'm supposed to be helping God get people into the kingdom. And so I need to help you. I need to work with you. And if and we don't have a whole lot of workers, and if I don't help you, and if somebody doesn't help, we don't get some people in, somebody is going to get left out of the harvest, and we ain't going to get, you know, I mean, we ain't going to get all the harvest because, you know, everybody won't do it. And so I got to step up to the plate. That's how I kind of thought. Well, God had to kind of correct me. First of all, he was kind of saying, hey, man, anybody who calls my name who wants to come into the kingdom, I'm going to give you. All right? So it ain't dependent on you. Yeah, don't thank you that much. All right? You ain't all right. All right? And yes, we need laborers. But if you don't show up, I got some angels that can do the job. So I ain't going to miss anybody. Anybody who wants to come to the kingdom will get it. I'm not going to miss anybody. I'm going to get it. I just want you to get in on the front end. You can get in on the front end of this. It's a good deal. I'm just offering it to you. You can become a leader. You can become part. You can get involved. It's kind of like when they first came out with phones, cell phones, and they were telling people, hey, get in on the front end of this. You invest in the front end. This thing will blow up. And I remember back, I was listening. Ain't nobody going to want no phone. Ain't nobody going to carry no phone. You know, someone said, I missed that one. Everybody got a cell phone. Man, I went to Africa. In Africa, ain't got nothing. Got a dirt shack. Money going. I'm like, my God, we in the middle of nowhere with a cell phone. Everybody got a cell phone. Missed that one. And see, God just wants you to get in on it. Because he has a crown for you. Anybody who steps up and says, hey, I want to be God signed me up. That's why I got a little computer also down there. You get that. Yes. Now you don't have to. Now, let me understand. You are the children. We are the children of God. I'm just saying all of you believe in God, you're the children. Children don't have to work if they don't want to. Daddy got you. You're already in the kingdom. Okay? If life ended right now at work, and you believe it, you're going right now. You're already in the kingdom. But here's what the thing is. God says, if anybody wants to work, if any of my children want to go to work, I got something extra. I got a crown set. You don't have to. And I still love them. I love my children. I love them right now. They don't do nothing. I love them just as much. But if they do something, I'm going to smile, and I'm going to brag, and say, you know my God does. Well, that's all God does. You want to be a leader today, and you can sign up today. You might not want to. You might, I don't got to think about this for you. You might want to sign up tomorrow, or you might want to wait another month or another year. It's cool. But if you want to sign up to help God with Pete, all you got to do is push Y. Yes. Now, here's the deal. Let me break it down this way. Here's where, how I see it. Because I signed up. But here's what I found out. When you said labor, what it meant was janitor. You're a janitor. You clean up people's mess. That's all you do. You just clean up people's mess. People got trash in their life, you clean it up. People got dirt in their life, and you clean it up. You don't clean them up, you clean up their mess. They gonna bring their mess to you. They're going to bring their junk to you. They're going to bring their problems to you. They're going to bring all their trouble to you. They're going to come in and they got all kinds of stuff. And you're going to clean it up in the name of Jesus with prayer and with love and with peace and with kindness. And then you're going to start all over again tomorrow. That's all you are, Jan. But I want you to remember that if you want to be great among anybody, gotta be low. I'm gonna reward you. So what God is looking for is here's my desire for you. When I pray for you, here's my desire. I want y'all to get the best of what God asks you. I want you to do what God wants you. And here's what my desire is, that you'll work with God. Not only you'll be his child, but you'll be his work. And then you'll be a part of the process of helping him bring it. We got some people who got some dirt, got some trash, got some mess. And they're going to come around you and they're going to drop their trash and drop their dirt. And you have to clean their toilet and you have to clean their sink and you have to clean their floor and their mess up. And you have to do it. And you have to do it Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And Thursday. I don't know if you know it or not, but people make trash every day. People got stuff every day. And you have to pray for them. And you have to forgive them. And you have to love them. And you have to be kind. And you're going to be, and sometimes you're going to be tired. And no, they're going to throw up again. And you have to clean it up. Father, I pray for them. Father, lift them up. Father, show me how to love them. My Father, show me how to care for them. Ain't no little chance. But if you do, the Father says, I have a crime for you. I pay. I pay my children. My children, I'll pay them for you. Does that make sense? God will pay you for you. And so I've already signed up. All right? I've already signed up. I'm just telling you. But what it, and the other thing I had about being janitor, you know, the thing that's good about it, did you know the janitor got keys to everything? So I got keys. I got keys to blessing. I got keys to prayer, healing, deliverance. When I pray for my children, I got keys. I can pray for them. And God will heal. I got keys. You know what I mean? You can get into anything. Say you can't keep you out of it. No. Father, I love you. I thank you. I pray you bless your people. Be with them. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.